It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
You're listening to the Crave More Life Roadshow. Can we please just stop saying this shit? Hey, DIY ass kickers, Diana here. Have you noticed that we sometimes say untruthful shit out loud? Shit that has us shrinking into a powerless version of ourselves? Shit that comes from our fear of offending someone or of letting someone know that we actually have a different opinion? Shit that doesn't serve us in any way, shape, or form? Here are two of my all-time less-than faves. I'm sorry, and it's okay. Honestly, I really hate seeing women put themselves in a corner when they use those. And unlike the Dirty Dancing movie that I kind of like, the hot dancer guy is not going to come out and pull you from that corner so you can shine. But what the fuck? Who needs them anyway? You can do it yourself. And that's important to know because while you're stuck in saying you're sorry for bothering other people for breathing or saying that certain behaviors toward you are okay when they actually suck, you're not growing. You're letting yourself stay small, which is not likely what you want, nor is it what your purpose is on this earth. All because you perceive others as being more powerful than you. You're fetaling. Yes, I just made up that word, so don't bother Googling it. It's my way of saying that you're curled up in a fetal position, and if that gives you a sense of comfort right now, you might want to think harder about it. Think about all the things that you have to say, all the things that you want to do, all the things that you want to be, and all the things you want to experience. You can't do much if you're curled up in a ball. Know that you might not even be aware that your language is representing how you feel about yourself in relation to others. You may have been saying those two things for so long that they've become your default statements. But even though you may not be aware of your part in keeping yourself curled up, there is no doubt to me that you feel it. Every single time you hand your power over to someone else, it's like another layer of duct tape that's holding you tighter and smaller. Let's be clear, there are no martyrs in the land of happy. Making yourself look and feel small will not get you the life that makes you feel good, even when you think you're doing it for others. And isn't that what we all want, to simply feel good about ourselves and our existence? I know that's my big fat hairy brass ring, and yes, I just mixed up a bunch of metaphors there. Can we just not for a while? Can we stop apologizing for who we are, what we think, or what we do? Can we stop telling the world that we're okay when we're sad or we're pissed off? Can we start taking the time to understand what we stand for and what we value? Can we use that to determine our boundaries and make a firm commitment to ourselves that we will not let them get shoved aside? Our gender construct can lead us to feel less than and unable to stand up for ourselves. The glass ceiling is still there, ladies. When we're down, and it can seem like every emotional shit-kicking is aimed right at us. Shifting out of that can be bloody hard. But I know you can do it. Tons of women have chosen to be themselves and go after the happy by not making themselves small. Can you start to be one of them? It just starts with a decision. And then tell me so I can celebrate with you. I'd love that.